God created this reality that we live in, height, depth, width. He created time. He created this universe, the material world, but he is not of this world. He stands apart from it. He is different than, other than that which he created. So the person of God is very mysterious. The Bible says he dwells in unapproachable light. No one could look at God and live. At times when he broke through into this world, there were earthquakes and volcanoes and storms, and God is just altogether other than this world. But with the advent of Jesus, our knowledge of God increased, and now we know what God is like, how he thinks. Listen to what the Apostle John said concerning this in John the first chapter in the 15th verse. John the Baptist bore witness of him and cried, saying, "This is he of whom I spoke. He that comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten God, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." You see, John said, Jesus explains who God is. We want to know how God thinks? Look at Jesus' words in the Bible and his life. Contemplate his life. Do you want to know what God wants us to do, what his will is for us? Read the words of Jesus. Listen to him. Dwell on his words. Observe his life. Do you want to know whether God knows who you are and cares for you and would even die for you if that were possible? In Jesus Christ, all that is explained and is possible. Let's pray. Jesus, you have explained God to me because you are God, come to be with us, to dwell with us, made flesh like me, like other people on the earth. You had to suffer the indignities of life, and because you were born, you had to face death, just like we do. But you, O Lord God, explained the Father to us. You explained him. You showed us what God wants of us. You showed us that God loves us. He cares for us. Thank you, O Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for what you became and what you did for me. And may I dwell in your grace forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.